How you doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello and good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It's not Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, Kevin and producer Steve here today, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201, live from Studio C's second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center, the KXLY building. It's a Monday. It's 8524. Good morning, Kevin.
Oh, 852024.
2024. Did I screw that up?
No, that's okay. I mean, you did a great job, Steve. That is the first time anyone's ever got Jay's intro right when Jay wasn't here. And I mean ever.
It feels...
Nice job.
Ah, thank you. Appreciate it.
You really did a good job there. It feels like a fraud? Do you feel fraudulent doing his open?
I certainly do.
Yeah? Well, people are used to hearing it that way, so I think it's okay.
Yeah.
When it comes out of your little voice. You know what I feel like right now?
Yeah. Are you getting an echo or is it just me?
What's that?
Are you getting an echo or is
What's
it just
that?
Me? Huh?
Huh?
Interesting.
Steve, I am not getting an echo.
Then I must be doing something wrong on my end. So, but that's good. I feel good.
I mean, what do you have us in over there on the...
Just some program.
Okay, good. That's the right one. That's right.
Yeah, so I think...
Echo? Oh my gosh. Is your head empty? Is it just echoing inside your head?
Yeah.
Check.
I don't know.
Yeah, I got no echo, Steve.
Okay, well, as long as it's just me, then that's okay.
Well, yeah, but that's annoying. We'll have to figure that out.
Okay.
And fix it. How much of an echo?
Just a little bit.
Okay.
But I enjoy hearing your voice
so
much.
Do I sound cool?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Steve. First of all, let's turn down Mr. Man singing. Even though I love that song.
Let's just do this. Yeah, let's do that.
Oh, there it is. Is the echo gone?
No, it's still there.
No, it's still there.
I don't know what I did.
All right, we'll figure that out. But you know what I feel like right now?
What do you feel?
Well, I was going to say I feel like a surgeon.
Okay, that's interesting.
Where I realize today my performance is very, very important.
It is. It really is.
There's really, I mean, and I know that you are very capable of handing me the scalpel and doing all the things that you need to do and do a great job. You'll do a great job. But you also are so nervous that you don't know that you'll do a good job that it's going to take a lot of me pumping you up as well. Is this correct?
Well, maybe. I don't know. I feel a lot more comfortable than I did that one other time that we were.
Have we only done this one time together?
I think so.
Oh, wow. I was thinking it was a couple times.
Okay, maybe I'm a liar.
Maybe that first time just felt like a couple times. That is possible. I mean, that is possible,
it's
Steve.
It's very likely.
And then I was thinking, well, do I feel like a surgeon or do I feel like a nurse? Because nurses are the ones who do all the work.
Mm. Yeah, you've definitely...
You've probably never been around for like the birth of a baby or anything, have you?
Not willingly.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
I don't really know.
We'll check in later to see more about that. But like the birth of a baby, Steve.
Yeah.
The doctors, you know, like it's, it matters so much who your doctor is to deliver the baby and all this. But I'm telling you, the nurses do everything. They're the ones that you should be meeting with, I feel like. Now, it is great at the end when the doctor walks in and goes, hey, let me deliver a baby. I kind of feel like that's what I do on a normal day here.
Uh-huh.
You and Jay are here, and then I just kind of walk in and go, hey, let me deliver a baby. Let me deliver a little comedy baby.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Yesterday, I had to fill out something on a piece of paper, a little form here at the station, and they asked for the station zip code. I say it every morning, and I couldn't think of it. I was like, man.
Kevin James.
And I had to Google it because I couldn't remember what the zip code was.
Wait, you just didn't say the intro?
Yeah, I should have just gone through the whole thing. I just said I was in the office just Googling the actual zip code.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Oh, good Monday morning, everybody. You know, Steve, first of all, I feel like I need to get Olympic updates from you because I feel like you have watched a ton of the Olympics, correct?
I've watched a decent amount. I wouldn't say like a ton, but okay. I've had a good time.
I've had a good time.
Is that not right? Is that not how you explain things?
No, it's fine. And without trying to spoil anything that'll happen maybe today or whatever, but do you know... Like, give me some of the updates from the Olympics. Like, I am really, what are the big stories? Because I feel like I haven't done a great job with it.
I guess the big thing from yesterday, can I say yesterday's?
Yeah.
Okay.
That already happened and was on TV.
Right. I don't know anything that happened today, so we're good. We're golden there.
Great.
Golden, yeah. Yeah, yesterday, the big thing, I guess, was Noah Lyles winning the 100 meter.
I did see it.
You did?
Okay. That was controversy, man. Holy cow. You talk about a race. First of all, the 100 meters is wild to me.
It is crazy.
Those guys are running so fast. They almost don't look human. Would you agree?
It's
freaky.
Yeah.
And Noah Lyles, USA, he was losing the race to a guy from Jamaica. I'll just call him Usain Bolt 2.0.
Okay.
And he, at the very end, I mean, even the announcer said, and the win goes to Jamaica.
Right. Yeah, I remember
because
that.
It looked like he won.
Right.
100%. Looks like he won. But when you go back and do the photo finish, you know, in the 100 meter, it is your torso has to cross first.
Right.
Not your foot. Not your arm, you know, not your rear end, which would be weird. I don't think you could do that.
Yeah, unless you're going backwards.
Yeah, you'd be really fast.
I learned that, though, from Mike Tirico was the whole torso thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And so he was talking about it, and then he just leaned forward just enough. They actually had the exact same time, 9.59 or whatever.
And it was like a hundredth of a second or a millionth of a second or whatever.
0.005, so like a 500th of a second off.
Mm.
It's crazy.
It is.
So much so that the Lyle kid thought he lost. He was went up to the Jamaica guy and was like, man, I'm going to have to eat my words on this. Steve, that was the one part of the Olympics I watched.
Okay. Well, that was probably one of the best, you know, top
the
moments.
The other one, I saw some... What happened? I almost said Misty May Trainer. That is incorrect. Swimmer. Katie Ledecky.
Yes. Sarah just texted in. Katie Ledecky, enough said, which is so true.
And Katie Ledecky, what did she end up with? Just winning all golds? Is she still swimming?
What was it? She won the 800? Was that what it was? I think.
I saw the one where she won the 1500 or 1600, whatever it was.
Okay.
Where it's like the mile and she beat everybody.
Let me look it up.
There was no one else even in the picture. When they showed her winning, that was a great picture that kept popping up online, was her just destroying everybody.
Okay.
Katie Ledecky secures historic ninth gold with a four-peat in the 800 meter.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. Also, Simone Biles, too. Can't forget about her.
Oh, yeah, right? She has just been crushing it.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. It is so
She is
so
very
wild.
Fun to watch where it just doesn't, again, the human body doesn't seem like it should be able to do the things that someone like her can do.
Right.
And
yeah.
then, dude, when you see her next to a real person, not that she's not a real person, but I mean, you can't understand how small she is until she stands next to just, it's unreal.
Right. You know, and what popped up on my Facebook feed because, you know, she's in the news is, do you remember, I think it was a couple years ago that she threw out the first pitch at like the Houston yes. Astros?
Yes.
And she did that flip.
She does a flip yeah. and then throws the pitch. And actually throws a decent pitch too.
Right. Yeah.
But it's yeah, amazing. Like in that one, when she goes to the catcher to get the ball, you're like, whoa, they are not the same size.
Right. And baseball players are tall, but not.
Yeah, depending. I mean, some
basketball
are.
Basketball player tall yeah. or anything like that. They
right,
could be.
They're not big giants.
Right. So that is interesting. Well, Kevin, I would say a great first thought right there.
Great what?
First thought. You feel good?
That, yeah. Well, I was just wondering about the Olympics because I was just very, I'm kind of feel behind on it, but maybe I know more than I thought I did.
Oh, well.
Katie Ledecky winning the most. Simone Biles is doing great things. I know tonight is the Simone Biles going for another gold?
She might be.
I think she is. And then
is that, yeah? Is that the
balance case? Beam and one other thing.
Okay. Well, you know more than so you
I
think.
Don't know. How is it that you're watching it every day and I've only watched bits and pieces? I mean,
I don't know the schedule coming up. Women's basketball, they won yesterday over Germany. That was exciting.
Yes, sehr gut.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Yeah. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Can you be cool if you tuck your t-shirt into your jeans?
Well, are you wearing something on top of it?
Nope, just your t-shirt.
Boy, that makes it tough.
Kevin James.
Does it or does it make it easier? Does it make the answer easier and more obvious or does it make it tough?
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Alrighty, audio of all time. What do you say, Kevin?
Well, I'm excited for this because you have told me you have outstanding audio.
gold medal
audio. Yeah. And you asked me, do you want me to play it? And I said, no, I don't. I want to be surprised by it, Steve. I want to see exactly what this audio is that you found, the gold medal. It's up to you if you want to save it for the end. Well, it doesn't matter. I'll let you choose which order you want to go with the audio. But make sure you tell me which one is the gold medal.
Okay, that's fair.
You want to start with the bronze medal audio first?
Yeah, let's do that and kind of work our way up a little bit.
That's perfect.
I think that's appropriate.
Yeah, it seems like the right way to do it.
Okay, so this one, you know, Carrie Underwood, you're familiar?
I know her well, yeah. She's going to be the new judge on American Idol, which again, I'm trying to wrap my head around if I think it's going to be awesome or not. I hope it is.
I think she will be. She does have a very... She just has a great personality, I feel like, in general. But I think you're worried that it's not going to translate to TV and just...
Yeah, I mean, normal. I don't, unlike you, Steve, I do not know her in person. Yeah. So I don't know her personality like you do.
Okay, that's true.
But I don't know. Yeah, I'm not 100% sold on it, but I want her to prove me wrong.
Okay, well, here's what she's saying about returning to Idol after some time off.
It feels like home. There's so many people that even still work on the show that were there when I was a contestant. Yeah. So, and I feel like being on both sides of the coin, I'll be able to hopefully offer some insight and help and kind of a different
Because
viewpoint.
You've got to remember what it's of like course. To be standing there.
What kind of judge do you think you'll be? Are you going to be the tough judge, the very soft judge?
Well, I do have a big problem. Hopefully it's not a problem. I can't lie. I just can't. It's not. You can tell.
Yeah.
I feel like I'll be very honest.
Okay, so that might be the problem. If there is one.
Oh, well, I mean, I'll take that.
Okay.
She's going to be honest. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, she's not going to be mean.
Right.
I don't think she has the mean in her. But even all that right there was great. She said nothing wrong, but it just seems like a little boring to me.
Well, don't judge yet. Don't judge too much on the judge.
Bronze medal.
Okay.
Bronze medal audio right there.
All right, perfect. Well, then do we need to do silver and then gold, or can we skip right to gold?
No, Steve, we're just going to skip silver. Of course we need to do silver.
Okay.
What in the world?
All right,
Imagine how weird the podium would look up there, Steve, if we just did the bronze. Then they didn't give anyone the silver. They just went to the gold.
All right, fine. I'm going in the correct order then.
Yes.
Okay, so this one, Cody Johnson.
Kojo.
You know Cody?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've met him a few times, and he seems like a legit dude.
Okay, so this is what he's saying about, I guess, the growth of country music.
Okay.
I think country music's the largest it's ever been. There was a time period in the 90s where it was really huge, and it reached a lot of people, but that era lacked social media. They lacked your different ways to stream music, to listen to music, to see it. We're reaching people all across the globe. That was very apparent to me when I went to Australia. First time I'd ever been in Australia, and they knew every single word to every song. That right there speaks volumes to where we are in country music.
Yeah, you know what? I instantly wanted to disagree with him when he said, I think we're at the biggest time. I was going to say, no way, dude. The 90s, country was hotter than ever.
Mm-hmm.
But how he went on to explain it, Cody Johnson, you're a smart man. It is. It's a different deal. The popularity of country music in the United States in the 90s was bonkers.
Okay.
Absolute bonkers. I mean, Garth Brooks exploded onto the scene. We had Brooks and Dunn. Billy Ray Cyrus had one song that turned the world upside down. But it was just here. I think it spread a little bit to other countries. But, yeah, his point is, country worldwide is very hot right now, and lots of people getting into the country. I mean,
right.
Post Malone, one of the biggest artists around in pop music, is like, hey, I'm doing country.
Right. So maybe in the 90s, if there was social media that like there is today, maybe a different story. And maybe
could have been, yeah. But his point is well taken.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Boys and girls.
We now go to gold medal audio from producer Steve.
All right. Do you want me to introduce it at all? Or just
yes.
Kinda, okay. I'm new to this, Kevin. So this one, obviously, we're talking all Olympics. That's what it's all about through August 11th, right?
Okay. So Olympics. This is Olympic audio.
Yeah. And in the, what was it, the 4x100 mixed relay, which they do, I think it's standard where they go male, female for
Steve.
The
I saw some of this race.
Okay.
Because I can't remember what country it is that ended up winning. Denmark?
It was the Dutch. I believe is the Netherlands? Or is that, is
the
that
old
right?
Netherlands. You got to watch for them. And I saw we were winning. The United States of America was winning, right? We were cruising.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, we were cruising.
And they had set a record in the preliminary round.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it looked like USA, USA. And then out of nowhere, this girl, Femke Bol, is that her name?
Yep.
She just comes running. She's got really long legs. She's built different than most sprinters. And she just somewhere looks like she's got all the energy in the world and just passes everybody and wins. And I was like, that was impressive.
Yeah, super
impressive. It was impressive. I was bummed the USA lost, but I was like, okay, that was impressive.
Yeah, well, and the announcers were saying, I think during and before the race, hey, watch out. She could come up on you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, she did.
Yeah. And what also is impressive is her voice. And that is what...
Okay. She's very tall, blonde. She looks like she's from the Netherlands.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, fair. And they interviewed her post-race.
Okay.
And this is what went down.
When you're putting your mind to it, you know exactly what to do indoors. How was that for you?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, it was such a strong race. We were all running so fast, multiple running in the 50, so I knew I had to go out fast. I had Lick in front of me, so I wanted to be in front, and I could hear how big she was behind me, so I was like, okay, this is good, now we keep going, and this crowd is so amazing.
What?
Okay, now, I don't want to make fun of people for having high-pitched voices because, well,
no, that would be voice shaming.
Yeah, and also,
look at you.
Yeah, a little guilty of that myself, but Mickey Mouse?
What in the world? That's her voice?
Yeah. It doesn't really match her very
well. No, not at all. Like I said, She's very tall looking, very, you know, blonde hair. She looks like an athlete. And then you hear that voice. What in the world? Can I hear it one more time? Her voice, please. Is that Mickey Mouse?
That is the question.
I could hear how great she was behind me. So I was like, okay, this is good. Now we keep going. And this crowd is so amazing.
That is unreal. Steve, that is gold medal audio.
Thank you very much. I got it.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
By the same token, how does he convince his wife not to, that, you know, maybe that's a bad idea?
He did say that she was fine with it originally.
Kevin James.
Oh, yeah, use that. Use that one. Use that, single man.
You said you were fine with it. Now you're saying you're not.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Alrighty, the Rungy Furniture Studio line is officially open at 509-441-0999, so feel free to text in this part of the Jay and Kevin Show, brought to you by Reflections by Owsley. You like the way I said that?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that was well done, huh. Steve. That was, you were such a pro, I wasn't even, you know, I was just comfortably listening.
You're welcome.
Forgot that, oh, this is where I need to be a pro and talk.
You are a pro.
So what do we have on the text line, Steve? Do we have, first of all, is there anyone listening?
there appears to be a few people, yes.
By the way, Jay gone this week. His daughter gets married on Saturday. We will be checking in with Jay at some point during the week. In fact, I'm here through Wednesday, and then I'm off for a couple days.
Okay.
But at some point we will check in with Jay and see how the battle goes getting ready for a wedding in Minnesota.
Right. And then what is he doing? Is he just relaxing in Minnesota that second week? Because he's gone for 2 weeks, actually.
Yes, he is. Okay. Yeah. I think they're just going to try to have their actual vacation second week.
Yes, that's key. But yeah, no, it appears that we have some listeners, Kevin. Okay. Jackie says good morning to us, by the way.
Oh, good morning, Jackie.
Tom says, you know I'm always listening, Kevin, which, I don't know, is that a threat or?
That's just, it's a good reminder. Tom is always listening.
Let's see, and got a few suggestions as well.
Oh, these could be good. What are they?
Jeff says, how about Hillbilly Bone with Jay gone? Might as well start off the week right.
Okay. I mean, the last guy who did that is currently unemployed.
All right, well.
That's actually a joke. Slim has a job now.
Oh, nice. What
Maybe check in with him sometime, too.
Okay, yeah, we can do
that. Yeah, he got a job, like a real job. I don't even know if we can check in with him now because real hours, like a 9-to-5. He said, this is weird.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
I bet.
Let's see here. Wayne says, what the plop with 4 exclamation points.
What the plop. Another favorite when Jay is gone. We just go and be a little reckless. Steve, have you played What the Plop yet?
I have not. I've seen videos of it.
Okay, but you have not played it. Well, I think we should play. Not today.
Okay.
But, I mean, we do have tickets this week, right? We have some Kane Brown tickets.
Today, actually, yes.
Today? Today only?
Probably tomorrow as well.
Okay.
Maybe some
if we didn't give them away today, they'd be available tomorrow either way.
Yeah, it looks like tomorrow.
Okay,
maybe,
great.
Maybe Wednesday.
So maybe we could do that. What the plop for Kane Brown?
Yeah, actually, it looks like all week, Kane Brown.
What can Brown do for you?
That's right. I see what you're doing. Okay.
Well, it's a good combo.
And Wayne did say that he believes last time it was Jay's coffee cup or something that we...
it was,
That you had fun with, I guess.
That is correct. That was Slim and I did that for a little, you know, Slim's goodbye, I guess, was... Let's drop Jay's coffee mug in the toilet.
Oh, boy. Looks like we're getting a lot of good mornings and hellos. Hello, everybody.
Oh, there are people listening.
Roberta and Monica and Devin, John. Let's see here. Richard.
I know all of these people, actually.
Yeah, and then...
I should have told you a fact about each one.
Oh, that would have been fun, but now it's too late. Sarah does say it looks like there's a city bus who is stuck at Boone and Monroe...
Boone and Monroe, that's just right down the street here.
Yeah, it didn't make a turn wide enough and smashed into a pole, apparently.
Oh!
Huh.
Whoopsie. Well, that's going to be a mess because that is very busy in the morning right there at Boone and Monroe. So I would imagine we are going to want to avoid that this morning if you can stay away from Boone and Monroe.
Yeah, that would be a good plan.
That's weird. Oh, which way, I wonder? Does Sarah know? Is it southbound or northbound?
Let's see. It doesn't say in her
which
text,
lane
but
I'm
sure she will text back.
I'm betting it's southbound lanes. But either way, you probably just want to stay away from it.
It's fair.
Thanks, Steve.
Glad I could help you out there.
Well, I just, you know, was giving traffic updates here.
Monica also says that she's probably not the Monica that you know. So there you go.
Monica says she's not the Monica I know. How many Monicas do I know? What in the world? Well, I know who I would like to call Charcuterie Monica, but that's not her, huh?
Apparently not.
Okay. Is it the Monica gal who used to work at the White House? No?
I don't think so.
No.